Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So we're in Amsterdam. The ladies are packing up to leave the cruise ship for hometowns, and they will be going on their separate ways. Rachel with her guys, Gabby with her guys. Rachel, they got Rachel in this soccer mom ass orange top.
Oh my God.
That apparently is like $150. I saw on Style Spotter or whatever it's called.
I didn't do this outfit in my recap because it was just, I just did the home outfits. But okay. This was so, I said, oh,
this
God,
terrible.
Rachel. Oh,
this is terrible. Why did they put her in this?
She looking like someone's mama.
Jesus. That is a soccer mom. God. You see her on the sidelines with the Gatorade.
And the oranges. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are they dressing her like this? I feel like she's a bigger busted woman and they are like hiding the shit out of it. It's almost as if, I don't know her feeling towards her boobs or whatever, but it's almost as if she instructed them, like
that's
she has insecurity
like.
Around it and she needs them to be buttoned up almost all of the time. Yeah. She's had them out a little bit, but like, because to put her in this kind of top, why would we ever put anybody in this top? Like, I just don't.
Right.
It's just so bizarre to me.
Oh my God. Ugh. There's so many times where I'm like, these two people really should be switched. Because Gabby's a little bit older, so I would just think that maybe Gabby naturally would want to be a little
more
bit
conservative
because she's had enough days with her titties out.
Right.
That's how I feel. That's just how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
Not single anymore. If I was single, I probably would have my titties out. But I feel like I've had enough days with my titties out, I'm good
titties
now.
Out. Yeah.
But, oh, man, Rachel.
Oh, no. Rachel, man, this top just made me angry.
Yeah.
Made me so angry.
Yeah.
So anyways, reminder, she has Zach, Tyler, Tino, and Avon. Those are her hometowns. Gabby has Jason, Johnny, and Eric. So Gabby heads to her first hometown, which is Jason's hometown of New Orleans.
Yes, it is.
Love it. The vibes are 10 out of 10, as Gabby said. It's her first time in New Orleans. She's already loving it. And this little dress she had on was not very parents appropriate, but it was cute.
None. Okay, she only had one outfit that I would ever my boyfriend's
parents
in. And like I said, I've been with that nigga a long time. They are not seeing me in no damn bustier crop top, Miss Thing.
No.
Okay.
This little outfit, this little black and white mini dress, girl, what is this?
Reformation ass dress you got on, girl. What are
It's cute. It's so cute.
It's so cute. It's so trendy now, too. I'm surprised.
Yes.
Like, they definitely got it ahead of time because they filmed this a while ago. But. Wow.
So it's a parent greeting. I was like, okay. But yeah, Gabby, she said, she really likes Jason. Both him and both me and Jason feel our emotions deeply. He's more reserved, which I don't think is a bad thing. So they head to Royal Street.
Yep. What's and up? I do have to say that my Becky of the week goes to JetBlue because I'm still mad. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just
watching this, I am so mad that I won't get my trip in this year.
I know.
I can't.
You got your flight credit, though, right?
I do have my flight credit. Yeah. But I got to go to Mexico to an all-inclusive. I can't go to no damn New Orleans walk around. But okay. hopefully I can squeeze something in. Maybe I can squeeze in a New Year's or something. It will.
Yeah, something.
I was watching this. I was hot watching this.
I know. Literally, you see, because you know them damn musicians. You know that sure corner. Do. Like, yep. Sure do. Mm-hmm, it was right on Royal Street, dancing on the street corner. And they went to go buy beads. They were tossing beads to the strangers down below. It was very cute. Mm-hmm. A nice little intro to Nola. They kiss. They're chatting. Jason shares with her that he was actually going to leave the show in the very beginning.
Yes. Oof. Jason, honey, I need you to give us a little bit more context behind what you're saying. Because just saying I would have left, but I wanted to stay for you, that's not enough. That is not enough, Mr. Jason. Yeah. I need a little bit more than that.
Yeah. I think he kind of gave the context before that it was like he said the first 3 days he didn't really eat or like sleep. He was like so just overwhelmed by like all these 35 niggas in the house, cameras everywhere. Yeah. He's already just a very like subdued, just like chill dude. Mm-hmm, and so, I think just the anxiety of it. But he kind of just dropped that on her like, I was about to leave, but I stayed for you. It's like, what the fuck?
But I stayed for you. Like, that's not enough. I need a little more than that. I need more of a story. But anyway.
And also, I hope that's not like a sign, a thing when things get tough and you just kind of run.
That's why I need more context.
And I wish she kind of had that follow-up answer too. Like, so I hope that means that doesn't, when things get rough, your first inclination is to run. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me more about that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get that, so she got to keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he said his parents are separated, so Gabby's going to meet his dad now and like separate from the mom.
Yeah.
And so they go to this little park and this cute little old man with a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, for her. That's a first too. We've never seen the parent bring the girlfriend
a gift. That was so nice. Yeah, so that's true.
Oh my God.
So cute. So jolly. Mm-hmm. He had a box of beignets. Mm-hmm. It was just like the cutest. And they had a nice little meeting, the picnic, like a little picnic table. And he was just so adorable and like so happy. Like, he came in ready to love whoever the fuck Jason brought in front of him.
He was going to support his set.
It does not matter. Yep. He was so happy for him. Which was nice. Sometimes you want to see the parents who are kind of like mean and discerning, but also you want to see a dad sometimes who's just like, I trust my son. Oh, this shit is crazy, but I know he wouldn't do no crazy shit if it wasn't real. So he just showed up so like arms wide open, which was nice. Jason got some time with his dad and he told him, Gabby makes this whole process worth it. She's one of the most genuine people I've ever met. We just have this like kind of next level connection. And the dad was like, I feel it. I feel it. I see it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, even I got emotional just sitting across from her. Like I could, literally picture her as my daughter-in-law. He was going in. He's so ready and just like wants his son to be
ready. My God.
He said, I support you 100%. And I just see you projecting happiness and calmness and you're smiling. And, I want to be the best man at your wedding.
No.
So like, he is ready.
So ready for this wedding. So ready. So ready.
Mm-hmm. And then, so three of them just ate some beignets and was just like cheersing the beignets. And it was great. It was a great little hometown meet, I guess.
Yeah. It was a nice, easy one, too. I'm glad that was Gabby's.
Very easy.
She's been through enough.
Yeah. Right. Jesus. So then they head home to meet his mom's sister and his mom, Karen, sister. And I know that name, just poor name. Mom, Karen's sister, and the sister's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. The mom I thought was gorgeous. She looked like a witch.
I thought so too. Yes. Yeah. She had it a bumpy. She was looking great. Yeah.
She looked very Morticia Adams. Very, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I loved her whole vibe. It was very New Orleans with the dark eyeliner. And mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. loved her.
I love their house, too. Did you see the inside of their house?
Love their nice. House. It was, like, really was nice decor. Yeah.
I was like, hold on. Why is mama in this house and their daddy in the park? What is this? What happened here?
What happened here? Like, the mama got the house and everything.
I know. whatever. I hope his dad is doing fine.
Doing all right.
His dad seems like the type to not want his address. Like, he doesn't want anybody inside his house. So,
yeah.
This makes sense.
Like, let me try the park. Like, yeah.
I was like,
it was cute.
Okay, very Karen. Cute. This is yes. nice in here.
Love the decor. Very cool, mm-hmm. funky. And yeah, they head inside. The mom's like crying immediately.
Immediately.
And yeah, they sit and they kind of recap their one-on-one in Paris. And mm-hmm. Yeah, his sister, everyone's just like super excited, very warm. They love the shit out of Jason. They're like,
yeah.
You could get the vibe that they're like, he don't bring nobody home usually.
That's the thing. He's trusted. They trust him.
Yes, exactly. Whoever you bring in front of us, we're going to love automatically because you don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gabby and the sister sat. They kiki-ing. They get along great. Seemed like they were besties already. Like
they had such similar energy.
Yeah, really nice vibe. Mm-hmm. Two of them. Yeah, I loved this for Gabby, and I love this for the sister, like a new little sister-in-law. Love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Really nice. And yeah, she's like, you know, Jason's the best person ever. Like, mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. is 100% ready. He just mm-hmm. genuinely hasn't met the right person yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's like, he's glowing. You know, Gabby mm-hmm. had her apprehensions, like, you know, could he be with someone like me?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And the
I
sister's
don't know
like,
why she keeps saying that.
No, why either? Because also the parent, they don't know what does like me mean. They don't know your whole past and background and all this shit. So
girl,
they're like, you're cool. Sure.
You were hired by the whitest people on earth to be on the whitest show on earth to talk about your love story. What do you mean, people mm-hmm. like me?
Like me, yeah.
It can't she be that
this
bad.
Complex. Like, yeah.
I don't know.
She has this complex, it seems.
Yeah.
Like, she just comes, she's just like pictures herself just like walking in with like tons of baggage, like a whole bunch of luggage full of mess. Like, and one, I don't think the family knows you that deep to even like think about that when you say like me. Mm-mm. And two, you got to get out of that, girl. Like,
And you know what, girl, go back and watch Dean's Hometown. Okay.
And talk about this.
My man said, thing, Abby. Listen, we going home regardless, okay?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to that nigga in 7 years, but I'm going home with this full black woman who is 8 years older than me.
And 8 years, my senior. Yes.
And yeah, I'm in love with her. Yeah, too bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord. He did not say it. He was just like, it's going to be a little weird. Like, it's going to be a little strange. We'll see. Da-da-da. He never said a person like me. You don't walk around with that energy. Never. No,
right. Mm-mm. Don't do that. Whew, Dean's Hometown. That is for the books. Nothing has topped that. No hometown has topped that hometown.
I hope it doesn't. I don't want to ever see that again.
I hope it doesn't. Yeah, we should have seen that.
Nope.
We literally shouldn't have seen that, actually.
Nope.
Oh, God. Nope. But yeah, sister loves this. She says in her confessional, I could see Jason proposing and Gabby being my future sister.
Like, yeah.
She's ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gabby and the mom have a chat. And same thing, Gabby's like, I mean, he and I are so different. Like, I just don't know, are we a good fit?
Mm-hmm.
And the mom's like, I mean, I think it's a great balance. You're very extroverted and outgoing. He's a little bit more reserved. I think you kind of need that kind of like balance between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, when I see you two together, I see something good between the two of you. Like, I'm really hoping for the best.
Yeah.
She's just getting like good vibes from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then Jason sits with his mom and she's like, tell me everything. What's going on? And he's like, you know, I can't process what's going on, actually. Mm-hmm, he's like, we really connect on a very deep level. She just, like, seems to get me, get what's happening. He's like, I'm trying to stay true to myself. I'm trying not to rush.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never see myself getting engaged at the end of this. Like, I can't see myself doing this.
This is where Jason gets my invite to the cookout. Because my man, they got to change the format to this damn show. I can't see getting engaged either. This is crazy. I can't see
crazy.
Not a single person. Maybe Rachel and one of these other two, Zach and Tino. Even that's maybe. That's just a maybe. I loved this so much.
Loved it so much.
I need time because I am healed. Okay. I'm still trying to reparent myself. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
and now I'm on this damn show. They got niggas sleeping outside. They got alcohol flowing all over the damn place. And they got my girlfriend going out with other people. I can't do this. I loved it too.
I loved it too. And I think some people watching the show, because we're so like fucking indoctrinated into this process, like, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
He's not ready. Mm-hmm. No, this is like the best thing I've ever seen somebody say.
Yeah.
Is like, I need time to process. I actually, in 2 weeks, I don't know if I could see myself getting down on one knee. Mm-hmm. I need space to process everything that's happening. It's not her at all. Mm-hmm. I fucking might be in love with this chick. I don't know though. Like, I just need space. Like, I love how he was just like, nah, like, this don't make no damn sense.
Yep.
She's great, but I need time to process. This little engagement shit ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
So, loved it. Thank you, Jason. Please.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the mom is like, you know, how would you feel without her? And he's like, you know, I'd be really upset, obviously. And, the mom's just crying. And she's like, you know, I just don't want you to lose something because you're distracted. I want you to, like, you know, take what you need, do what you need to do. But, like, don't sabotage also. It's kind of like what she was saying.
Don't you pull a Peter. Don't pull a Peter.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But they kind of wrap it up and, you know, hugs and kisses. And it went well. I fucking love his family. Like, I want to be a part of this family. Shit.
No, this sister was so nice.
Sister was so cool. Love it. And from someone who I get, like, my sister-in-law, she's like, I love her to death. We're like, hey, it's like, that is the best when you have a sister-in-law that is like a sister and a friend and like you just kiki and you just fall in with each other and she's like one of the besties. Like, that is like, you can't take that for granted. And I love that for Gabby with Jason's sister.
Especially the kind of family issues that Gabby's had, especially with the ladies in her family.
Yes. Yeah.
I know she has her auntie, but she's had some like issues just having her having issues with the biggest female in her life, her mother,
her mom.
Is, mm-hmm. I want her to have this kind of relationship with her sister-in-law and mother-in-law. I want her mother-in-law to start sobbing as soon as she walks in the door. I love this.
Love this for Gabby. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, in her confessional, she's like, I'm head over heels for Jason. I can see us together forever. I'm falling in love with him. Never felt like this before. It feels like a dream.
Yeah.
So that was a great, great start to Hometowns. Next, we have Rachel going to Anaheim, California for Zach's hometown.
Zach.
So, you know, they do the classic run, jump, hug. And last time he saw Rachel, lest we forget, he told her he was falling in love with her. So they're fresh off of that. So for their day, they just go bike riding through Anaheim, which looks like fucking Pleasantville. It was like little box houses and white picket fences. I'm like, where the fuck is this?
I don't. That makes me very nervous.
It looked too just like Stepford. Pleasantville, like manufactured white neighborhood type thing. Get out. Very like you see another black person, y'all looking at each other like
very, very get out. Very like a housewife who's gonna be like, hi, and she's fully on Quaaludes with a gun behind her back, like folk like crazy. Like
Oh god. Not for me, but it's pleasant looking, I guess.
Nice, I guess.
Yeah. But he's like, you know, we're going to have the most amazing hometown date ever. And he's this whole big thing planned.
Yeah.
And so they like scale the ladder of this building. Mm-hmm. And when they get to the top, there's this little picnic set up. And you see then that the building is overlooking like the airport tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess where he came with his dad. He never really said, but where
he never said
he came with his dad to watch the planes take off and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Very cute. This is like very a perfect date for Rachel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's good, Zach.
Living, loving. Good. Yes, this was great, Zach. Yep. Great move.
Yep.
Very good one. So yeah, they sit and chat and, he reminds her again, I'm falling in love. Like just keeps, Zach gets on my nerves with this. I know y'all love Zach. He seems pleasant. Whatever.
Zach is fine just... as shit.
Is he?
Zach is fine as hell. I like Zach. I like him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like his voice. I'll give him that. But this, like, you know, just to remind you, I am falling in love with you. Like, that shit just seems so. Just feels very scripted. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she loves it. So whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They head to his home. So, I mean, his mom, his dad, sister. Aunt and uncle. His uncle is a very famous actor.
Yes. I looked at him. I said, I've seen this man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So his name is Patrick Warburton.
Warburton.
I most know him for, he's the voice of Joe Swanson on Family Guy. You know, the next door neighbor in the wheelchair, the paraplegic. That's him. He does that voice. That's huge.
Ooh, Rachel, you need to end this right now. Ooh, Rachel. What? His uncle got Family Guy money? Oh, Richard, this is right here. Yep, we're good. We're right, good. Yep, Zach. Thank you.
Tino was cute, but Zach, let's go.
That was great. Thank you so much, Tino. I appreciate your time. Have fun being the bachelor, Zach.
Right, but I got red carpets to be on. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.